Several weeks have gone by since the Office of Personnel Management revealed it had been hacked. Federal law enforcement sources say the personal information of more than 18 million people may have been compromised. China is the prime suspect in the hack, and yet U.S. officials remain reluctant to say so publicly. NPR's David Wellna looks at why.
If any American officials should know which country perpetrated the OPM's massive data breach, it would likely be Admiral Michael Rogers. He not only directs the National Security Agency, he also heads the U.S. Cyber Command. But if Rogers knows, he's not saying.
I'm not going to get into the specifics of attribution. That's a process that we're working through on the policy side.
Last week, during an appearance at a spy satellite symposium, Rogers declined to blame China for the OPM hack. The most he would say was this.
There's a wide range of people, groups, and nation states out there aggressively attempting to gain access to that data.
And while California Congressman Adam Schiff is outspoken on many other sensitive issues, the House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat would not name China when asked in an interview which country is behind the data breach.
I think we have a pretty good case as to who's responsible. But it really is up to the administration to decide whether they want to publicly attribute the attack.
Some China experts say assigning blame in this case can be tricky because cyber spying there is often outsourced to non-government contractors.
It's hard to sort of pin down who you should be blaming, and if you leave all of the blame at Beijing's doorstep, is that really the right place?
That's Dan Altman, a China watcher at New York University's Stern School of Business, as well as economics editor at Foreign Policy magazine. Altman says beyond uncertainty, there's a hard, cold reality. China is still the United States' second largest trade partner.
This might not be the best time to try and get into the blame game with Beijing because you want to engage them in that economic relationship. And that's always been the reason for reticence in terms of the United States pushing back at China, not just over cybersecurity, but over things like civil rights and human rights as well.
Not surprisingly, China denies any responsibility for the OPM hack. Here's Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi speaking to a group of foreign journalists last month through an interpreter.
The Chinese government opposes any hacking activities or theft of commercial secrets. And this is the set policy of the Chinese government, and we have very strict regulations.
On the other hand, Wang said 80% of the Chinese government's websites have been hacked, and most of those cyber attacks, he claimed, have come from the U.S. But just as China is willing to point a finger, so are some American officials. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told the same spy satellite symposium last week that China is, in his words, the leading suspect in the OPM hack.
Please don't take this the wrong way. You have to kind of salute the Chinese for what they did. If we had the opportunity to do that, I don't think we'd hesitate for a minute.
Clapper is saying clearly here, A, I really do want to go after them, and B, it's really complicated.
So says Colin Clark. He's editor of the online publication Breaking Defense. Washington, he says, may be nettled, but it does not want to get into a dogfight with Beijing.
If you're simply engaging in counter-espionage, you're okay. But, you know, where does counter-espionage begin and end, and where does war fighting begin?
And with Chinese President Xi Jinping set to make his first state visit to the White House in September, the muted official response to the OPM hack looks bound to continue. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.